Late Spring Planning, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. After a late start, wheels are back rolling in Idaho fields. Heavy rains had stalled sugar beet plantings. At one point, just 4% of the 2019 crop was planted. But with 5 days of dry weather last week, that number shot up to 70%. Other crops are catching up. Neil Durant of the Big D Ranch.
Mother Nature had decided to give us a little bit more rain this spring, which we enjoy the rain, but it kind of slowed us way down on planting. Usually in this valley here, we're starting around the 15th to start planting beets, and we actually started and got a few acres in, but then we've had all the rain and the moisture and couldn't get back in the fields until just a few days ago again.
After a record snowpack season, water shouldn't be a problem this year. Temperatures have been cool, and that's slowed flooding until the next hot day. Some lowland areas are still experiencing flooding and high water, but drier weather is in the forecast. Galen Lee of Sunnyside Farms.
Familiar with that. The weather kind of broke there for a few days, and people were able to get out in the field and go. We were kind of pushing the window, a little bit wet to plant, but we were doing it because we got to get those beets in so they can mature and they can grow. So when the weather breaks, you take off and go, and you're running that planter several hours a day and getting those things in the ground. That's what makes the turnaround.
In the Treasure Valley and on the Palouse, farmers got the fertilizer in. Most of the seed is in, but crops are still 2 weeks behind schedule. And they'll stay behind until the sunshine and heat combine to get the 2019 crop back on track.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.